Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Well, you probably know by that open that it is time for our stock watch. Now, yeah. Buckley has done something wild today.
New and improved, I hear.
He is going to sing the entire segment.
No, that's not true. What we are going to do today is give you guys some options. I have more than four clips available, so I have some categories for you to choose from. They are Fighting in the Friendly Skies, Sprechen Sie Deutsch, What an Idiot, A Crappy Start, Dead Man Walking, and Not Show Friends, It's Show Billups.
Oh.
Like I'm going to go with What an Idiot for 200 bucks.
Yeah, What an Idiot.
All right, this is Kirby Smart today. One of his players,
the Poper,
was seen jumping around the field after his team lost to Ole Miss. It turns out it was a childhood friend, but this is what Kirby had to say about that.
Yeah, what an idiot. I mean, just stupid. I didn't see it till today, but he's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. He grew up and played with there at Buford and knows him, hadn't seen him in forever, but just not real smart. But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like my focus is on Tennessee. I'm not worried about that.
My son is an idiot.
It's bad. I'd cut his ass.
So that was what I was going to ask. Buy or sell, what Kirby Smart saw on video is grounds to cut a player.
I mean, you can't necessarily cut someone. And he doesn't play anyway. He's a third-string DB. But he was like a big, highly recruited guy. He went to Alabama for 2 years.
He's a white DB?
He's a white DB.
Just like Kirby.
And I wondered, because I looked him up, and I was like, dude, is this just some walk-on? If you haven't seen it, it is horrible. So Ole Miss storms the field. And literally, he is holding hands and arms with old
and jumping
people
up and down,
and jumping up and down, laughing, and I mean jumping. I mean it's.
But did you see what he said about it?
Yeah, I don't care. That's a horse. Whatever.
Yeah, well, I think it's important for people that didn't. If you see the video, it looks as if he is celebrating the Ole Miss win over his team.
Yes.
What he said was, and again, this is just to add context to it. What he said was, I saw this guy, this old friend of mine, and I didn't know he was going to be there, and I was so excited to see him that I was jumping around out of joy of seeing him.
Still a bad look.
I'll tell you. I don't want to be the knuckle-dragging idiot. If I was his teammate, he would have been punched. I've told the story about, and I'm not necessarily proud of it, but I beamed a kid in the head with a Snapple bottle. We got our ass kicked by Syracuse. And we got beat bad. And he wore a Syracuse hat on the airplane. I was like, are you kidding me? And he goes, what? I bought it with my own money. said, I don't care, take it off. We just got our asses kicked on national TV. He wouldn't take it off. I took it off of him. Like, you just don't, I have no tolerance for this. Like, I mean, and you're a third string DB. Dude, get the F out of here. And boy, like, I would, if and that kid can apologize all he wants, I'd be very interested in what his teammates had to say about that. Because if I see that, and I'm one of those senior leaders, dude, that kid's got bigger problems than people on the internet trolling him. That's just,
do we need,
that's ridiculous.
Do we need the what an idiot as a drop?
I'm sure we do.
Drop
yes.
worthy?
Yes, I think so.
I feel like it was.
Yeah, especially anything related to Georgia or the SEC. What an idiot.
Well, yeah, like, what an idiot.
That was like the Chauncey Billups thing, dude. If you sleep well after that one, your season may have just gone down the tank and you got embarrassed. Again, you got your asses whipped by Ole Miss. And someone said, can you not have friends? Of course you can have friends. You know what? I can see a friend and give him a hug and not jump around and celebrate with 15,000 fans that just stormed the field.
Wrong time, wrong place.
You know, it's just, it's, you don't do it. You don't do it, especially when you're an afterthought. You just, you know, you're basically a walk-on at that point. You don't do that.
All right, you guys want to go with Fighting in the Friendly Skies, Sprechen Sie Deutsch, A Crappy Start, Dead Man Walking, or Not Show Friends, Show Billups?
I'm guessing let's go with Billups there.
Well, the Blazers were only 1.5-point underdogs to the Memphis Grizzlies. They lost by 45. This is what Chauncey had to say after the game.
I mean, it was just embarrassing, to be honest with you. We were soft as hell the whole game. Nobody really fought. It was just embarrassing for everybody, you know. That's just not who we are. You know, it really isn't. There's no excuse for that. And you have a lot of rough nights in this league, obviously. But I don't even care. It just wasn't even that. You know, it was like our guys just showed up because they had to be here but didn't want to play.
And then that was followed up by our own Danny Morang asking what his message to the team was. And he had this to say.
I told him that anybody that sleeps well tonight, you're a loser. It's just that simple. You're a loser. You sleep well after this one, you're a loser.
So, less than 10 games in, we're in this territory right now. Buy or sell that Chauncey is auditioning for his next job in the league already.
He wants nothing to do with this team. he's in an unfair spot.
I don't even know what he's supposed to do. Is he supposed to lose? He's supposed to win. And you really can't win with this group.
He's
so
supposed
to
lose.
He's supposed to
and
lose.
And that's the hard part. That's why he is in a can't win situation.
Yeah. There's a difference between like playing hard and not having the guys to win. And I unfortunately, that was the only game I've been to this year.
Oh, you went to that?
I went to that.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
you didn't pay, did you?
No. My the BTJ had her company had.
Hey, the BTJ. Did you see the NBA's BTJ?
Dude, this is what I'm talking about. The only time that crowd,
that guy was great.
The Blazer crowd. The only time that crowd came alive is when Memphis put in the little Japanese guard Yuki. I'm telling you, he was the most popular player in that building last night, and I sat there and I was like, how does that feel if you're a Blazer that every time that dude touches the ball, the crowd goes freaky nuts for him?
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
That was as bad a vibe and a performance as I've ever seen.
Well, I'm going to buy it because I believe that he, look, this is complicated. We're going to have to do a whole segment or two on this because it's getting really hairy.
Yeah, I really don't know what he's supposed to do. And
Here's the thing. Chauncey Billups is, I think, capable of being a very good NBA coach. I really believe that. I think that dude is an alpha. I think he is he was a hell of a player, and I've seen some of his teams play the way he really wants them to, and it's good basketball. That said, when you have no support and you have no roster, and you have really no input on the players that you're coaching, and then, oh, by the way, management just hangs you out to dry and does not extend your contract, you don't... I don't know what he is expected to do. Now, you could say...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All that said, even the players that he does have, they should they shouldn't show up like that. Like
a shorthanded Grizzly team.
You should not play like that. And I agree, he's the coach, he's in charge of that, but at the same time, I just don't know how, when you're in his situation, how you could get consistent, a team this bad with this few players to get consistent effort like that. It's just, I don't know. I think he is in such a tough spot, man. I don't know what I would do if I were him, but I do think that you're onto something, that he is auditioning for his next job. I think he's going to get another job. And because I think the Suns wanted him in the offseason.
I don't know why they didn't let him go.
Yeah, they didn't let him go. And it's just like, but then they're also not supporting him. So what message are you sending to this guy? He is a pawn in the game, and I think it's really hard for him to do anything well when he's a pawn in the game. So I have sympathy for him, but I do buy that he is.
And then I also think there's a trickle down, because if he's a pawn in the game, then don't your players know that he's a pawn in the game? Yeah. And what do they think they're supposed to be doing?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's when you see a shorthanded team that gets beat by 40,
correct,
or against a shorthanded Memphis Grizzlies team. Also,
been neutered.
My buddy was live betting that, and he took the Blazers, and I believe 31.
Plus 31.
Plus 31.
Thought they'd make a little run, did he?
Yeah, it was tough.
He didn't know Yuki was coming at him. Dude, that guy was great.
It got us to stick around to the end. We're like, come on. Come at never. We thought there was a run coming.
And listen, I don't want to pretend like I saw the game. I just saw the highlights. Yeah. And the only highlights that were good were the Yuki highlights.
Dude, they loved him.
That guy's 5'8".
They loved him.
And the Blazer fans were going nuts. Like, get this guy in here.
I'll sell some tickets, by the way. On a Sunday night this early in the season, that's a rough crowd. A lot of empty seats.
But at the same time, if you're the Blazers, again, this is why we have to do a whole segment on this. Do you fire him? Because why?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no reason to fire him.
You're trying to lose.
I mean, he's been instructed.
And yet they've won some games.
Weird situation.
I know everyone's upset now, but I mean, this is what you want. You just don't want it that bad.
It is a weird situation.
Lose, but not embarrassingly. It's tough.
It's tough.
Probably have time for one more here. Fighting in the Friendly Skies, Sprechen Sie Deutsch, A Crappy Start, or Dead Man Walking?
I don't want to Sprechen Sie Deutsch because I refuse to talk about the Panthers and Giants.
Yeah,
I'm
assuming
that's what it is.
I won't do it. Audio of Hockley speaking in German.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. I want nothing to do with
others?
That game.
Let's see. Dead Man Walking, A Crappy Start, and Fighting in the Friendly Skies.
I don't know what A Crappy Start
should we do
mean,
that?
So let's try that.
We'll take a little potpourri here.
Okay, this is new interim Saints head coach, Darren Rizzi.
The Rizzler.
How his tenure as a head coach started.
Guys, so this is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, get down here to Superdome. I go in the head coach's locker room, which, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning. I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clog the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended. And so we listen. I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day. Here we go. And so, I'm not really feeling like a head coach of an NFL team right now.
Oh my god,
that's the Rizzler, dude.
Wow.
Did you see him? Have you seen him?
Yeah, I watched the end of it.
His facial expressions. Is there a more special teams coach in the history of the NFL than the Rizzler?
He's very football-y.
Oh my gosh.
And did anybody else, were you watching the very end when they won?
Yeah.
Did anybody else think he got hurt when he was...
He did get hurt.
Was that what that was?
We have audio of him explaining that if you like it.
Yeah, he got a stinger.
Okay, wait, before you play it, if you didn't see it, he's jumping around celebrating.
Yeah.
And he starts grabbing one of his players, and I'm going like...
It looks like he had a stroke.
He looks maimed, but then he's like talking to the player, and then they hug, and it's like, well, I don't know what happened there.
Like, he does look like temporarily crippled or something.
Here's what he said about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I yelled at Peyton Turner with 30 seconds left because he's celebrating before the game's over, so I screamed at him. And so he's spraying water, and I ripped his ass, quite frankly. So when the game was over, he wanted to get me back. So he came up to me, and I wasn't looking. He jacked me in the back, and I got a history of stingers. So my left arm went completely numb.
Punched.
Literally went completely numb. So I'm sure the video has me like this. I'm like, I'm looking at my thanks a lot, Peyton. So I'm fine. I just I got a little C5, C6 going for years from the old. Sound like the old guy, but I am. That's what happened. He gave me a stinger, for lack of a better phrase.
Ouch.
I couldn't feel my arm, so my balance was screwed up. I'm fine. All those other stingers I got in my life, at least I saw them coming. I was prepared for them. This one, if I'm going to get hurt, holy cow.
Dude, one of his defensive linemen jacked him in the back on purpose. And I love these. That means, those two have exchanged blows multiple times. Dude, I'm sorry, but I declare the Rizzler now to be the best thing going right now in the NFL.
You know what he is? He's the new Rich Bisaccia.
He is the new Rich Bisaccia.
Just the face that guy was making on the sidelines. Oh, my God.
And what you're buy or sell that even with your first win as a head coach, you didn't need to share the toilet bit.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
There was no... Yeah,
we didn't need
like,
that.
The Rizzler volunteered.
The Rizzler has no filter. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you want to know how my
day
was?
He's like, here's a fun humanizing anecdote. And everyone's like, what?
Just clogging toilets.
Yeah, that's rough. It's like when my wife tells me that she pooped.
Yeah, just kind of keep like, that one. Dial that one back.
I don't know what you're doing. I don't care. But you don't even announce it.
Has there ever been someone that has announced after their first head coaching victory or just game? I clogged the toilet.
Yeah, let's power rank the top five toilet clogs by football coaches. I don't know of any others.
I think that's gold, silver, bronze. It's the whole kit and caboodle.
Jiminy Christmas.
Dude, that guy's the Alabama football of coaches clogging toilets. Holy cow.
He's great.
The Rizzler.
All right, Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. More than you ever wanted to know about that runaway Arctic fox. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.